The first half, it was going to be one in the fourth quarter, and we did that today.
Offensive line did great again, not allow a single sack, got Latavius on track. Just a giant performance by them.
Once again, those guys have played awesome all year. I don't think they've gotten the credit that they deserve, the way they've played, the way they protected the quarterback, and the way they just wear defenses down. Mm-hmm. You know, you go back and look at a lot of our big rushing performances. It's not always pretty early, but, you know, it seems in the second half these big runs just start popping.
What is it about Case? It seems like he's almost at his best when he's scrambling or trying to make some kind of a busted play.
I think it's, you know, where he's comfortable. You know, it's one of the first things he said when he came in the huddle that, you know, like, hey, I like to run around a little bit, so don't give up on plays. And like I said, I think he's just comfortable with his legs, and you know that he can extend plays.
Do some of those plays that still surprise you that he actually pulled some of those out?
Yeah, he got out on one today that I didn't really, you know, I'm down the field and I saw the replay, and, you know, just the way that he was able to duck and get out, hit Adam, you know, while taking a pretty big hit was incredible and was huge for us.
Is this a statement game? I mean, some will label it as such just because mm-hmm. it was 2-7-2 teams. It's a big victory.
Yeah, it was a big win for us. It doesn't mean anything if we don't go to Detroit this week and play well, though. You know, we got another short week, and, you know, we're going to play a team that will be battling for a playoff spot here in about a month or so. So it's a great win. You definitely don't get to enjoy it very long when you turn around and play 4 days later. So it was big for us to come out and play well, though, today in a big game.
You get two teams that good, it kind of becomes a game of moments. Is that fair to say? I mean, your catch, Adam's breakaway catch, do you think that was kind of you guys shined when you had to?
Yeah, I think, you know, like I mentioned before, it was kind of, you know, our philosophy all day was just, you know, body blows. Keep wearing them down, wearing them down. We kept running 2 and 3 tight ends, CJ, you know, trotting big people out on the field and, you know, just wear them out. And next thing you know, Latavius pops out for a big run. We hit Adam for a big touchdown, and you know, that's when the big plays happen. It wasn't always pretty early, but, you know, just wear them down, and then we got some big plays.
What's something like this do when you kind of look around and things start to settle out a little bit league-wide? Imagine you kind of look at this and maybe reevaluate your standing a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, for us, like, Pat's been preaching it to us all year. You know, you look around the league, you know, why not us? You know, why can't it be us? Beat ourselves, that could be why it can't be us. So we try to go out each and every week, not beat ourselves. We got a pretty good defense that we play with, and they usually set us up in pretty good situations, and we've got to take advantage.
I think Adam was also talking about the mentality that it doesn't matter if he's a top receiver, you are, or anyone who's doing well, you still got to throw your body out there, too. You're also mm-hmm. going to sacrifice it. That's kind of the mentality on offense this year, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's laying it on the line on every play. You know, whether like today we were in multiple tight ends, fullback, big people, personnel, and, you know, grinding them up in the run game, you know, we still had receivers in there blocking downfield, making huge plays when their number was called. So, you know, today was a huge team win for us, and we needed everybody today.